Praise Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day. Well, the Bible writes in Hebrews chapter 6, 10 to 11, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people, his saints, and continue to help them. Show the same diligence to the very end in order to make your hope sure. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus is the foundation of our hope and Jesus is the fountain of our joy. And the writer of Hebrews encourages us that God never forgets your good deeds that you have done to refresh the saints and how you have blessed the people of God. An unknown writer wrote, I ask the new year for some motto sweet, some rule of life by which to guide my feet. I asked and paused it. Answered soft and low, God's will to know. My dear brothers and sisters, as we have ushered in the new year, you know, in the beginning of the new year is usually a time for reflecting on and evaluating the past, as well as for setting serious goals for the future. Because it is so easy to get caught up in a blur of daily sameness, special days and events are important in life. We need these highlights for our growth and development. A beautiful hymn written by John Bode says, Oh Jesus, I have promised. And he writes it was penned down specially for a confirmation service in which his own daughter and two sons were making their life's vows of commitment to God and his service. Bode told his three children, I have written a hymn containing all the important truths I want you to remember when you are fully confirmed. Without doubt, the three children of John Bode never forgot that confirmation service and their father's concern for them as they sang these words throughout their lives. It says, O Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. Be thou forever near me, my master and my friend. I shall not fear the battle if thou art by my side, nor wander from the pathway if thou will be my guide. And the other three verses, I'll attach the link to you and you can watch it and hear it on YouTube. So think seriously about ways in which your spiritual life can be deepened and developed during this coming year. Why not begin even now, even today? Today is the day of salvation. Amen. Well, be encouraged, be strong. Pray for us as well. And thank you so much. And God bless you and wish you a happy new year again. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given and added into our lives. Lord God Almighty, you are a Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are the Jehovah Rapha, our healer. You are the Jehovah Sitkenu, our righteousness. You are the Jehovah Emkadesh, our God who makes us clean. You are the Jehovah Shalom, our peace. You are the Jehovah Nissi, our banner. You are the Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd. And we know that we will lack no good thing because you will lead us beside the still waters and green pastures in all truth and righteousness, because that's how you are. That's who you are. And Father, we thank you for that. Lord, this morning we lay down our crowns before your throne of grace and we need your guidance, that, and we need a fresh, Lord, anointing of the Holy Spirit, that as we have begun in this new year, O Father, that we'll continue to serve you, continue to serve the saints of God, continue to serve the Church of Jesus Christ, and continue to serve all humanity by the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Lord God Almighty, I release your anointing upon your flock. Bless them as they step out to the jobs, the businesses, running the errands for the day. I pray you'll give them grace and glory. And Father, I pray that, Lord, you will bless the work of their hands. They will flourish and prosper. Peradventure, if anyone is sick in our midst, Lord, I speak healing into their bodies. Every cold, every flu, every COVID symptoms, Father, I rebuke it by the power of God's Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. And I speak health, strength, vigor, vitality into the body of Christ. They are yours, bought by your blood, filled by you with your spirit. And I pray that you'll perfect everything that concerneth their lives, God, and honor them and bless them. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise and glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.